This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, a particularly good gap in today's Bumbleo. Also, we've been asked to record something for Wimbledon on the BBC, so we did it live on air. I hope they're pleased with it. Have you been healed by Florence at the biggest weekend? More friends that you can't stand on social media? And how can we get our show twinned with somewhere or something? Scott Mills, BBC Radio. This is Scott Mills, and this is what we imagine happened at the front of the stage during the Florence set in Swansea on Sunday.
BBC
Radio 1.
I am Florence! Florence!
Come here, child. Make way, let him through.
You need to help me, I just can't get through the 100 follower barrier on Instagram, help!
Don't worry, child, I grant you 300 followers, you are healed.
Oh my God, that's amazing, I love you!
I know you do. Sometimes I feel like throw my hands up in the air.
Scott Mills.
That is You Got the Love and Dog Days Are Over. Florence and the Machine at the biggest weekend. Michael in Swansea says Dog Days was so good. I was there on Sunday. She was amazing. I would quite like it if you felt that you were healed by Florence last weekend. If you can get in touch with me on 81199 or you can tweet at BBCR1. Like, maybe you had, like, a little slight headache a couple of hours before Florence, and then she came on, and then you were healed.
Yeah.
And the headache just went mysteriously away.
Or maybe you find that you've been just extra lucky since seeing her.
Yeah. I think it would have happened to a lot of people this last weekend. One! Summer is officially...
I'm so excited.
It is such a good vibe.
It's a lineup like you've never seen before.
Achievement! Give me your loudest scream.
Yeah. Rita's amazing.
Sam Smith.
Camila Cabello.
Florence and the Machine.
Yes and yes.
Everyone I've ever wanted to see is you.
Shawn Mendes.
Taylor Swift.
BBC Music's
biggest weekend.
Available now on BBC iPlayer.
Scott Mills.
I told you this would have happened to people. Hello, Sam.
Hi, Scott.
Were you healed by Florence at the weekend? Tell me what happened.
I was. I had a broken leg. So I'm sat at home doing nothing, watched the iPlayer. She came on and by magic, the cast just fell off.
The cast fell off your leg?
Wow.
It fell off and now I'm absolutely healed.
Healed!
It's incredible, isn't it? Just the healing powers of Florence.
The power of Florence and the Machine. So you had a broken leg, watched her on iPlayer. Well, I'm imagining now you can walk, skip, run, jump.
Yeah, I'm now walk, skip, running and jumping all the way around work.
Incredible. Wow.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Nick. He says, I'm driving across the UK. Every time I stop at a services, I have to spend 10 minutes longer in the car because Radio 1 keeps playing the live versions of Biggest Weekend and I'm loving it. No, Nick, you're doing it wrong. When you leave your car, get the BBC iPlayer radio app on your phone. Boom, Radio 1 is there with you live wherever you go. Doesn't have to stop when you get out of the car. Happy to help.
Scott Mills.
I said yesterday that I'm starting to follow Love Island Australia because why would you just have one Love Island in your life when you can have two? And it's getting really good. They've just introduced a Love Island cat, which I think they need to do in R1.
That's such a good idea.
Isn't it, though? And this is mad. Do you remember a guy called John James, used to be in Big Brother, the one that went out with Josie, who won?
Weirdly, I do.
Right, he's now in Australian Love Island.
And looking good, I imagine.
Looking good.
Am I missing the point here? Is everyone meant to look good, by the way? Is like, yes. One, not attempting to throw one sort of...
No. No, that doesn't happen.
Slightly idea. Less good-looking person in.
No, that's why we watch, isn't it?
Is it, though?
Yeah, that's the whole reason why people watch.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe you're right.
Unless I'm wrong. I mean, let me know on 81199, but I think it's just for the fitties.
There's no one watching it with hidden depths.
No. Yesterday, we were talking about people that you love in real life, like they're your best mates, but you can't bear them on social media. Lucy, you're in this situation, right?
Yep.
And it's bad.
It's really, really bad.
So this is one of your best mates, is it?
Yeah, one of my absolute best friends.
But you can't bear their social messages?
No, they're awful.
On what platform are we talking here?
It's Snapchat. She just sends me pictures of a car park twice a day when she gets to and from work and books. Like, that's it. Hashtag daily grind. And then I get another Snapchat in the evening of the same car park, like, oh, going home. And this would be every day. It was direct sent to me. And yeah, it got so bad, I actually deleted Snapchat because I just didn't want to see it.
And this person is, what, one of your best mates, would you say?
Yeah, she is one of my best friends, yeah. I've never had the heart to tell her that she's really bad at Snapchat.
This is the thing, people don't like to address it, do they?
No.
How would it go down if you were to just sit there and say, look, stop putting up daily grinds, like not a daily grind?
I think she'd just be like, oh, right, I don't think she's there.
I've seen that car park, I see it twice a day on Snapchat, you don't need to keep sending it to me.
I mean, I'd occasionally get a snap of some law textbooks, whatever, because she's a lawyer, but I don't know what a tort is, so...
What's a tort? I thought that was a cake.
Tort is some kind of lawyer talk for
chocolate
something.
Chocolate tort.
I think it's negligence or something.
Yeah, I don't even know. I just know there was a book that said the word tort on the side.
Okay.
That regularly.
Yeah. How interesting.
Yeah.
Lawyers will be loving this right now. Absolutely. Scott, all the lawyer chat shout out. O'Donoghue and Stevenson. Big in the lawyer games, they
are. About?
They're not my lawyers or anything.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Just some lawyery names.
Anyway, yeah, lawyers will love that. Maybe.
Yeah.
That was just lawyer noise. I don't understand it. Does she send you any interesting ones?
No, it was always car park or books. That's pretty much it.
But like, hang on, does she not know that you're not on Snapchat anymore?
Yeah, I told her, like, I re-got it back, and then there was just so many messages that it physically wouldn't load, so I just deleted it again.
Oh.
And I said afterwards, like, oh, I'm not on Snapchat anymore, by the way.
But what excuse did you give to her for coming off it?
I just said I just didn't like it. I just said, oh, I'm not a fan, so... delete it. Not enough memory on my phone kind of situation.
That's amazing. Love your best mate in real life. Absolutely hate them on Snapchat.
Yeah. But to be fair, I'm not much better. I'm on Twitter. I'm in like the Eurovision fandom, so I can't really complain.
Are you part of the Eurovision fandom?
I am, unfortunately, for my sins.
Yes.
So
do you think you're actually quite annoying on social media then?
I'm probably really annoying on social media too,
yeah.
I think my sister has me on mute, probably.
I know what the Eurovision lot are like, you see, and it's just like, oh my God, Bulgaria should have got the points.
Surrey was robbed.
Surrey was robbed.
Yeah, chicken song, rah, 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 like, yeah, yeah, annoying, mute.
I'd enjoy your social, but maybe others not so much.
Yeah, not so much others. They don't know who Pastora Soler is. So,
no, they don't.
Yeah.
No.
BBC
Radio
1. Scott Mills.
Hey, Jimmy in Oxford. Asked a girl if he could buy her a drink when he saw her in a bar recently. She was like, no. And he's like, oh, why? Your social media game isn't strong enough. When his brother laughed, he was there at the time, she was like, and yours isn't much better. Seriously.
I wonder what makes it stronger. Is it just a case of like retweeting the funniest tweets about? Like, how does it work?
Yeah, I'm sorry. The social media game from you is not strong enough. No, I don't want to drink.
One!
Shall we, Bumbleo?
Shall we? Let's do it.
Bumbleo. Come on, everyone. That's it. It's Jess Glynn.
We're going to hear from her one day, I'm telling you.
She's going to be on, isn't she?
Yes.
Here's a never-before-heard clip of Florence healing people at the front of Big Weekend stage.
Are you Florence? Florence!
Come here, child. Make way, let him through.
You need to help me. I just can't get through the 100 follower barrier on Instagram. Help!
Don't worry, child. I grant you 300 followers. You are healed.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. I love you.
I know you do.
People's faces. Do you remember when we did the Pete Tong game on Radio 1? Had to guess whether the DJs were real or not.
We continue with tracks from Jesse Rose, a brand new one taken from Guy Gerber's latest EP, and the new one on Tool Room Records. It's Munich's up-and-coming super producer, Posh Vank.
I've forgotten that one. That's so good.
And now from Australian Love Island. Australian Love Island.
Are you vegan?
I'm pescatarian, so
pescatarian. I used to be kangatarian, so I know what you mean. But I used to only eat kangaroo and fish.
Oh,
because that's... kangaroos aren't farmed.
Yeah.
So
oh, that's nice.
Father's Day.
from the Prince Harry film.
He Botswana'd her.
Is that what you call it?
It's his move.
Father's Day is on Sunday.
Jesslyn?
What is Ed Balls?
Never forget.
Oh! Oh, yeah, rud and dirty. My spin instructor. Oh, we've got to play it again. Robot Clara Ampho.
And I do believe we have Greg on the line. Gregory, hello.
And I can't wait for these videos to start appearing on social media again.
Hi, guys. It's Theo from Love Island. Join me Saturday, 12th of August in Reading at the nightclub Matchbox. If you want to get a little bit litty, come along, have a good time. See you there.
Great.
Do we know if anyone went?
Don't know.
Father's Day is on Sunday.
What is Ed Balls?
What is Ed Balls? What? Why would you say that? What's she thinking?
Oh, poor Jess. Okay, so we've got Sammy the Thatcher dancing and laughing with his mallet on the roof in Devon. I'm sorry, Sammy, you're a girl, you're a Lady Thatcher. Afternoon. Sarah, Vicky and Melissa bumbling their Yorkshire Terriers off in Preston. They're doing some dog grooming. Doing a Bumbleair rain dance in Bourneville off of chocolate. That's Katie in Birmingham. Ellie in Winchester is loving the Pete Tong game flashback. Bumbleing via my headphones in my very silent office. Shh. Adam and Lewis, the painters, bumbleing in Worcestershire, best gap ever. Alex is flat out cleaning cattle sheds out in Farmington.
Fair few farmers on at the moment, actually. Jenny and Lucy in Dorking doing their first live bumbleo. Ben currently spreading fertiliser whilst bumbleing. Hello to the Ballsden crew. Insulating their socks off right now. Don't know what that means.
Doing insulation.
And a shout to Sam bumbleing their eggs off. Her or his eggs off. Not sure which.
Gary Reynolds bumbleing on the Isle of Wight. Sick gap, lads. Hello, Katie, who's a chickitarian. She only eats chicken. Oh, and fish.
Ben. Come on. Have you another dick back there?
Have you got a spare dick?
Arlene and Len, never forget.
Always an explanation needed. Hello, Rufus, Finn and Johnny bumbleing in Solcombe.
And also, we've got Alex in Stoke going for it in the van. Laughing till it hurts today at the Bumbleo Gap. Father's Day is on Sunday.
Father's Day.
Sunday. Bumbleo Day is Wednesday's day.
Aled planting potatoes, Sam drilling with his Massey in Martham, and Kate in Worcester are soon off sea. Blazing!
Father's Day. Father's Day is on Sunday.
Scott Mills.
So what are you saying? You want, you're talking about twin towns with me earlier, off air.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just sort of a little bit obsessed with what the situation is with them since the weekend.
Because we know that Swansea is twinned with a town in France.
I can tell you. It's twinned with a place called Pau.
Right.
In lovely south of France.
Right.
It looks stunning.
But then, if they're the twin town of Swansea or twin city, did they have a biggest weekend as well?
That's what I'm saying. What are the benefits of being a twin?
Right, we'll talk about this soon.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Adam.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Oh, very formal. How are you?
Yeah, not bad, not bad, thank you. Just at home in Reading, procrastinated massively at the minute.
Okay, I know that you're doing a sports journalism course, right, and you're 20.
Yeah, I am indeed, sports journalism.
What uni are you at?
University of Gloucestershire.
But you've come home to do some revision and just some quiet time, right?
Yeah, I thought I'd be able to focus more here, but I've just ended up doing absolutely nothing.
So. And calling up for bangers.
Yeah, basically.
Do you hear our show a lot?
Yeah, I listen to every day. That's probably why I haven't got any work done.
Oh, don't blame me.
Do you spend your whole time wondering why Reading and Reading is spelt the same?
No.
Because bugs me every time I pass it.
Reading.
Is that it? Is that the difference?
Yeah. Reading is a small R. Reading is a capital R.
All right.
So different. Yeah.
School day. I like pretending to be a sports journalist sometimes with Chris. What I like to do is get breaking sports news off Twitter and tell him before he sees it. So then I feel like I'm like kind of, I mean, I'm the last person he wants to hear sports news from. It really annoys him.
Yeah, I bet.
It annoys
that.
Me, especially if it's sports news that I really, really care about, because it shouldn't come from you.
Like, we were Watford shopping. Stuff. Yeah, Watford stuff. Something. We were shopping the other day, and I was in a shop, and I saw it on Twitter, and I was like, right. And I filmed it for my Instagram story. I was like, hey, Chris, Moyes has left West Ham. And he's like, oh, stop! He hates it because you don't want to hear it from me.
No, and I always got to check it, but then I think he wouldn't have made that up.
No.
Yeah, next time.
I just get it straight off Twitter. It's all good. Right, here's what I've got for you today, Adam. See if you're feeling my choice. Would you be my girlfriend?
Yeah. I'll treat you good. Lovely.
Lovely. No, you hear your friends when they say you should. If you were my
girlfriend.
NSYNC and Nelly with Girlfriend.
Good choice, John.
Thank you very much, Adam.
Yeah. Good banging choice. Oh, Adam, you can have my banging choice today. It's this. Bit P. Diddy. This is Last Night.
Not sure about that one, Chris.
Oh. Okay, Adam, it's your choice.
This is a bit of a no-brainer for me, actually. I'm a massive Justin Timberlake fan, so, Scott, I'm going to go with you.
Yes! Would you be my
girlfriend? We are Nikki and Sammy, and we want to share all the best bits of our lives with you. Have you heard of ASMR? Oh, that's too much.
Can we do it again?
No, no, stop it! Throughout this listening experience, I want you to know that no one can judge you.
Are you both the same age?
Scott, we're twins.
I know. That's amazing.
It's a judgment-free zone.
Nikki and Sammy's Peachy Podcast.
Find our podcast, Nikki and Sammy's Peachy Podcast, however you found this one.
To be fair, I think that's a good winner. NSYNC and Nelly, Girlfriend. It does seem that there are some advantages to having a twin city or town. Someone here, her town is twin with somewhere in France. It's off in France, isn't it? And because of that, her and her football team have got a tournament in the twin town in France next week. Completely free, cos twin.
That's so sound. When I was working at Glenbar in Southampton, we decided to go on a sort of bar social to Glenbar in Donegal. Not technically twinned, but you sort of form those relationships. I quite like it.
Yeah. Casey in Bingham says, one of my biggest achievements in the world is learning every word to Nelly's rap, and now there's no one here to hear me do it. Also, her town, Bingham, is twin with a German town, and they get to have a beer fest every year. Some people come over from Germany. Everyone dances on the tables together.
That's awesome.
That's what we want from a twin town situation.
Scott Mills.
Just looked up where my hometown is twin with. Eastleigh, Hampshire. Twinned with Villeneuve-Saint-Georges in France. Really near Paris, about 9 miles from Paris. That's not fair.
And
Eastleigh's not near anywhere good like that.
Well, that sounds lovely, isn't it?
Well, what do you want to do? Like 9 miles from Fareham, brilliant.
But you're not saying that's the better looking twin.
I don't know. It seems to be located better.
There's always one.
Seems to be located better, Chris. I'm not going to lie. What's your one?
For me, with Watford, it was Mainz in Germany.
Did you go there?
Yes, because I then did a German exchange.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember? We've talked about this before. I don't know if exchanges are still a thing, by the way.
I don't know.
But I did a German exchange. So I did a week in Germany. German exchange came back, did a week over here.
Didn't get on well, did you?
Didn't get on well. I got really angry when he tried to kick a pigeon.
Yeah, I remember that.
In Trafalgar Square. I took it so personally. How dare you come over here kicking our pigeons?
Yeah, I know. I remember that from 24 years at the Tap End back in the day. I don't know if exchanges are still a thing. Do people go to their twin towns? Let us know.
Scott Mills.
No way. Someone's from Medway in Kent, and that's twinned with Yokosuka in Japan. They went there in sixth form and went to the Battleship Museum, of all the things to do. That's pretty cool, though, when your twin town is in Japan, right?
Yeah, right.
Someone's is in San Francisco. That's their twin town.
Yeah, someone's texting as well saying, I'm Watford as well. Went to Mainz. My exchange got with my sister. I hated him.
That's not ideal when your French exchange gets with your sister, really.
Scott Mills.
Yes, John in Monmouth. Monmouth, South Wales is twinned with Miami in Florida.
Wow.
Yeah, but they do both have palm trees.
Do they?
That's where the similarity ends. Did you know that Dull in Perth and Kinross in Scotland is twinned with Boring in Oregon, USA? Someone just sent me a picture of the sign.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills here. If you just put us on Radio 1, maybe finished for the day, we're just asking, what are the benefits of having a twin town or city? Portsmouth is twinned with Hare in Israel.
It's like everyone in both towns should be able to travel to the other one without any kind of issues whatsoever. Like,
yeah, and it should be free.
And yeah, some kind of, I don't know, discount on parking or something.
Loads of free stuff. What are the benefits? Oh, yes, Swindon and Wiltshire. I forgot about this. Do you know their twin town? Disneyland, Florida.
No.
Because you remember, like, Disney is an actual, like, established real place. They've got their own police force and everything.
It does feel like there's always a sort of slightly better looking twin in this situation as well.
Yeah, no offence, Swindon.
No offence to anyone involved in this.
Does it just have to be towns that you can twin with?
Well, that's an interesting point. So I've also seen, I think it's like a charity thing, but you can like twin your toilet with like another toilet around the world. And I think the idea is to like raise money for places that maybe don't have, you know, toilets and stuff like that. It sort of makes sense.
Let's not forget that Swansea is twinned with... Yeah, Pow.
Pow. Although someone's been on saying it's pronounced Poe.
Oh, sorry.
But yeah, I do like this idea of twinning. Like, for example, I was wondering if we could twin this show.
With somewhere.
With somewhere or something.
Yes.
Or with someone.
I'd love a twin.
I don't really know how it'd work, but I just love the idea of there being a sign somewhere saying, twinned with the Scott Mills show.
Yeah. Somewhere in the world.
I think that would be the dream.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
The last inn in Hengoed want us to twin with them. That's a pub. I'd like to twin with a pub.
That'd be great.
There's so many people saying, twin with me. Or twin with like a breakfast show somewhere else in the world or an afternoon show. Lauren is 18, revising for her A-levels which start next week. She's like, twin me with a Scott Mills show. Sign me up. Hello, Radio 1. Who's that?
Hello, this is Sam.
Hey, Sam, where are you?
I currently live in Australia.
You're in Australia now?
Yes.
Okay, I've got a question for you.
Sure, shoot.
What's Love Island Australia like?
I don't follow it.
Oh, it looks so good. I started following them today.
Yeah. Are you more into the international Love Islands like the other ones?
I do occasionally have a gaze, but I'm more into The Bachelor. That's my...
Oh, yeah, you love The Bachelor.
Australians love The Bachelor.
You really do. And The Bachelorette. Anyway, how can we help you, Sam?
Well, I've just heard you guys talking about places to twin with, and I've got the perfect place for you.
Yeah, we do need a town to twin with. Where are you thinking?
I reckon you should twin with the town near me called Yas.
Yas in Australia! Yas!
Yes!
Yeah.
How far is that from you, then?
It's about 45 minutes.
So you're thinking that we could twin with Yas?
Yeah, I mean, we've mentioned Yas before because it's called Yas, and it's in Australia. We called them, do you remember? We did a call to... Yeah, to find out more about it. But that is a great idea.
That's much better than twinning with just another random radio station or something. Yeah. Like, we could twin with the whole town.
The whole town, yeah.
And it could say it on the signs on the way into town. It could be like twinned with Scott Mills show. Yas.
Yeah.
Do you listen to us live or podcast?
Well, sometimes live, but mostly podcast. Okay. When I'm on a night shift, it's live.
I love an international listener, I do. Have you been to Yas before?
I have been to Yas, yeah.
And what's it like?
Quite uneventful, actually. It's not much yassing going on. Like, right. You'd expect you'd walk down the high street and there'd just be people going, yass.
But they don't, no?
Yeah.
No.
But the name aside, do you think the town like should twin with the show in the sense that
the
they both represent
thing.
Very good things, don't
the
they?
The biggest thing that ever happened to Yas.
Yeah. Yas.
Well, yeah, I think it would be. It would definitely put it on the international stage, wouldn't it?
Such a good idea, because we're already halfway there in the sense that every time this show is mentioned, the Scott Mills show on Radio 1, it's normally followed with Yas. The twinning from this side of things is there, ready to go.
Yeah, they just need to get on board their end.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, I'll
drop a note to the mayor then.
Yeah, if you could. The mayor of, yeah.
Yeah.
I truly believe that's how it would work as well, that we could just get Sam here to message the mayor and bring it up.
You can be like our special envoy.
Yeah, I'll just slip into his DMs.
Yeah, please do.
Is that how it works?
Do you know his name?
No, I don't. I'm assuming it's Bruce or something.
Right, it's probably Bruce, yeah. Bruce Yass.
Maybe it's Yass.
If you could do some research for us and find out, that would be awesome.
Of course, yeah.
Good to speak to you, Sam, in Canberra. And let's make this happen, yeah?
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Chris, we've been asked to record some lines for a trailer for the Wimbledon coverage on the BBC.
Okay.
And it's going to be on Radio 1 when Wimbledon is on over the summer, so I thought we could just do them on air. Save us staying behind after the show.
Fine.
So, are we recording? I'm recording.
Okay. We're on now?
Yeah, yeah. They just sent an email. They want some grunts as if we were serving.
This is the kind of email that we do genuinely get quite regularly.
Yeah, okay. So,
you're doing it now.
Grunt, go.
Wimbledon just on the BBC.
No, just do one. They want separate ones.
Direction? Faster?
Like really... like
more intense?
Like a really big hit. Go. Again. And I'll do one. Oh, yeah, that's the grunts. Now they want new balls, please.
New balls, please.
No, more down.
New balls, please.
Again, no, down further.
What? New balls, please.
When have you ever heard it said like that at Wimbledon? It doesn't happen. Right, it's more like, no. new balls, please.
Yeah, but I thought it was more out of breath. New balls, please.
No, because they don't say, No, the umpire says new balls, please.
No, the umpire...
Don't they? I don't know. Anyway.
Actually,
new balls, new balls, please. Out!
Out! New balls, please.
And then they want appreciation as just if we've just watched a brilliant rally or an amazing shot. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Ooh.
Very good.
No.
What a shot.
They want to
New balls, please.
No, they want to.
All right, it's done.
No, it's not. Okay, let me do the.
Oh, come on.
Ooh. And then they want to, like a sad. No, like sad. It's like if someone's lost.
Rubbish.
Scott Mills.
Yesterday on the show, we were saying that if Ella Eyre's voicemail isn't her singing her track with Banks and Ranks answer phone, then she's missing a real opportunity. Mm. So we called her. It was just a normal, you have reached the so-and-so answer phone. So then we spoke to her and we're like, well, do another one on your phone, record it yourself. And she actually did. So we called her back. And this is what we got.
Hey, it's Ella, it's my answer phone, na-na.
So good.
I'm too busy to pick up the phone right now. Leave a message, I'll come back to you, na-na. Or just text me, cause it's easier, na-na. Easier, na-na.
Please leave a message after the tone. When you finish recording, please hang up or press the hash key for more options.
So now, if you do have Ella Eyre's number, that's what you'll get.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Hit subscribe on this podcast and you'll get it every single day for free. Scott Mills. BBC.